David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest. She is part of our podcast community. She also has her own podcast on our channel, and it is Laura McDowell, and she is the author of The Reinvention Mindset, and she is also a coach, and she helps many individuals when it comes to mindset and rechanging your way of thinking to a more successful and joyful life. And today, she's going to talk about breaking the rules and not always doing the right thing, but doing the best thing. So it is a pleasure to have you on the show again, Laurie. And you know, tell us a little about you, and also about what it means to you when you say breaking the rules and not always doing the right thing, but doing the best thing. I like that.
Sure, Stacey, I'm happy to be here. Hi, everyone. Well, my story, which some of you know, I worked as a chemical engineer for many years. I was very successful, made a lot of money for my company, had a good salary. And one day, let's just say, I was given my freedom, decided to change how I think about it. And it was a great thing. It was something I was very happy about. It's something I really am so happy that it happened, because it let me change my life and do what I'm doing today. And thinking about what happened, and I realized that for like 30 years, I was working at this job and I was doing everything I was supposed to do. I went to college, I got a degree, I got married, I had kids, I bought a house, I moved up the ladder. Yeah. And I was always following the rules. I was a great employee. I was a perfect, did everything I was supposed to do. And if you looked at me on paper, it was like, wow, this person's really successful.
Right.
And I never really thought about, what do I really want to do? Or what's important to me? What's in my heart? I was completely working with my head and following all the rules. And it didn't lead me to any type of fulfillment. And now that I've left corporate and become a coach, and I'm studying, things that I would have never thought, like spiritual things, magic, dealing with your unconscious mind, I realized that to really have true inner success and inner joy, you can't just follow the rules, especially if they're not your rules. You can't. Yeah. Following someone else's rules does not give you what you want. It's leading with your head, but it doesn't fill up your heart.
Right.
So to truly be happy and to truly get joy, you need to not look at what the right thing to do is. You need to look at what's the best thing to do. What is the thing that you're passionate about? What is the thing that has the most purpose, makes the most difference? What is it that you're meant to do? And in doing that, you free yourself from all these things holding you back. And not only are you happier, but you can succeed more in business. If you have your own business, you don't have to sell as much because people are drawn to you because you're doing that thing. If you have, if you're in corporate, you see more possibilities. So, so I'm kind of taking that new thing I'm talking about is breaking the rules and stop doing just the right, what's supposed to be the right thing and what the thing is supposed to, and look deep inside yourself and figure out what the best thing to do and make your own rules.
Right. Oh, I love that. I love that. And a lot of times people get very disappointed because they follow the rules, they do everything that's what's right. And it gets to the point where they're not seeing that fulfillment. I hear so many people say the same thing. They did what they was taught was right to them. So their mindset was according to what everybody else was teaching them, but it wasn't what they really wanted it truly in their heart until they went soul searching. And then they figured out what they really wanted in life. Because a lot of people, they do what they're taught in their environment. They do what, everybody's telling them is the right thing to do. But then, they feel unfulfilled. They don't feel happy. They don't feel like their purpose in life is being met. And, and after a while, some people get depressed. Some people feel that they're underachieved, that they're not at that point in life where they feel they need to be. And a lot of it has to do with, like you said, really doing that soul searching and really doing what's right for you.
Yeah, that's what, we've so many of us don't even look at, we blindly follow what's supposed to be making us happy. And you realize that, at that, when you work that way, you can only reach a certain level, not just in happiness, but even in success. I mean, if you look at the people that are incredibly successful, they didn't follow the rules. I mean, some of the most, what is it? I forget, maybe, Albert Einstein used to get lost on the way home. He didn't follow the rules. He would, had all these things. Some people who didn't go to college and they're amazing. They did what was important to them. And the first part of that is really knowing yourself and trusting yourself, trusting that what's in your heart, that you already have everything you need. And I believe we all have everything we need. It's all inside of us where, I was in Sedona at a retreat last week, and we went to visit this one woman, a very spiritual woman, had a lot of relics in her house, and just amazing. But one thing she said, which stood out with me, is that if God created us, or whoever source is, but whoever if they created us, God, or if you don't believe in God, your source, they created you in their image, which means you can be no more and no less than God. Or than source. So if you're no more or no less than source, then you have everything you need. It's somewhere in there. You have it or you have access to it. So when you learn to trust yourself, the rules don't become that important anymore. And you just feel you go with what's in your heart, what your subconscious, what that tells you need to do. And that when you do that, your eyes open up to so many more possibilities. So even if you're in a corporate role or an engineering role or something where there are a lot of rules. When you think this way, when you're leading from your heart, when you're seeing all your possibilities, you can do that job so much better. So even if you're in a job working for someone else, you'll have more success because you're seeing things you didn't see before and you're considering things you never thought possible before.
That's so true. Now, when someone wants to change the way they always follow the rules, but they don't feel fulfilled and they're lacking things in their life. How do you begin? How do you begin to change that mindset and reinvent yourself so you can become, even if you're in a corporate world or you're in a position where you have to follow the rules, that you could be your own person too, and you could also, follow your heart as well.
Right. I think one of the, like I've said this before, but I still think it's one of the best things to do is to start with some meditation, start with breath work, start with kind of getting yourself in a state where you can just listen and look and breathe and not do. Because you can't figure out what's in your heart if you're always doing something. So stop doing and just be for a little bit and take that time to just, listen to a meditation. If you're not comfortable doing them yourself, I still listen to them because I like guided ones sometimes because it puts me off. Do some breath work, and breath work could be as simple as just taking 10 minutes and concentrate on your breathing and listen to your breathing. But when you get that way, you start to hear your intuition, you start to hear what, voices tell you what's right for you, and most of the time we ignore them. So that's a good way to start. And then, once you're doing that, then, maybe some coaching or some guidance, join groups that help you. I think being out in nature is really important. Movement in nature, and just get outside and listen to the birds, look at the trees. If you happen to near water, go walk on the beach or go stand in the lake. But getting in touch with nature and the earth. One of the things I do every day, I call it's a very simple meditation, and it's called grounding and connecting. And I just basically picture my feet opening up and cords going down and connecting me to the center of the earth, so I'm grounded to earth. And
Right.
then I figure my, you know, the top of my head opening up and connected me up to God or to the spiritual world. And you're
Yeah.
kind of grounded with the earth, and you're connected to the spiritual world. And between, and that kind of gets you in a place where
Yeah.
you're part of everything, as opposed to, you know, because I think when you're operating by your head, you're often operating by yourself. But when
Yes.
you're operating through your heart, you're part of a community, you're part of the universe and the collective as a whole.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. I think a lot of times people don't realize that they took the time out to meditate. And you don't have to spend a lot of time in meditation. You could just spend 5, 10, 15 minutes in meditation and just listen to the spiritual world and connect through your heart and to really just, start to think about nature or go in nature while you do it. And you start to feel your intuition, your heart, your crown, everything starts connecting and you start getting messages or vibes and you start really, things start to single and make sense and you start to really get direction. And if people only took the time, like you said, to stop thinking all the time with their head, their heart will guide them to the answers.
Yeah, there are so many signs that we get that we just ignore. And like I said, I was at this retreat. It was a very, we really just looked for signs and spent time doing meditation and doing hiking in the mountains. And it was incredible the signs that we were getting. Like at
Yeah.
one point, there's a man in Sedona. He's fairly famous. He like plays a flute and he walks around and he's just incredibly enlightened. He gives love to people in the hills, and he's usually there every morning at this one place.
Right.
And but he actually fell and got hurt, so we didn't know if he was going to be there. But we ended up not going in the morning. We ended up going in the afternoon, and we were delayed, so we got there later than we wanted to. And we had just finished a meditation, and he walks up, and he said he usually goes in the morning, but for some reason that morning he couldn't get out of bed, and he had to come in the afternoon. And it was like, what a sign. It's like we were not there in the morning. He was not there in the morning. And of all the places in the world, we both were at the same exact time at the same exact minute. And it was very magical.
Yeah.
And you know, those are things that happen that half the time you walk by them and miss them because you're not looking, you're not thinking that way. And you know, so how many times did you do something, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And you realize there was a voice in your head that was telling you shouldn't have done that so
Yes.
many times, and you just ignored it. And when you learn to be still and meditate and breathe and just listen to those signs, voices, and look for those signs, your heart knows what you should be doing and where you should be going. And you can just start trusting that, you know, these are the rules I should be following because they're coming from my heart. I don't need to
Right.
follow the rules that society set for me.
That's so true. And we're always getting signs. It's just people don't take the time to really look around and to really, catch on to those signs. We're consistently getting signs all the time, from the universe. And we if we just took a time out to really pay attention and to and, you'll see sometimes you'll see that there's certain signs that consistently same signs over and over that come into our lives. And if we only took the time to really understand what those signs are and what they mean to us. And you could do that through meditation and just, really connecting with yourself. You'll fi start to figure things out that you never really realized before. It's just truly amazing, how our mind and how the universe works and connects with each other.
It is. I think it's like I said, I think it's amazing. I think we're getting signs all the time, and we have to basically look, get in a place to look for them. And just, you know, there are exercises you can do practicing listening to your intuition. I have a workshop where we spend a whole day doing exercises to help you get in touch with your inner self and figure out what are those signs and how do I find them and how do I figure out what my values truly are and how do I start listening to my heart? And I think that really makes a huge difference because so many people are looking for happiness outside. They're looking for success coming from someone else. You know, they're looking for direction outside of themselves. And if you keep looking outside of yourself, you're never really going to find the right direction. I mean, someone might be happy to tell you what to do, but you're not going to find it out there, you know,
Yeah.
to truly find joy.
Right.
It's really all about your choice. It's not about what happens. It's not about what happens in the world or what happens to you. It's about the choice you make, and that comes from your heart, that comes from inside of you.
It's so true. It's so true. And you know, what are some of the things that people could do? Like you said, there's some simple exercises. Are there some simple exercises that you could discuss today that people could start to do in their own homes or in their own environment?
Sure. Yeah, like I said, I like to get up. Well, one of the things you can do is when you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, lay in bed and do some breathing exercises. And then when you get up, before you look at your calendar or anything, just sit and ask yourself, what if I were to have the perfect day today, what would I have achieved?
Yeah.
And see what the and see what comes to you. Just listen to what comes to you, because it's probably not the stuff on your to-do list.
Yeah.
It's probably not what it may not be something you don't even know, but it may come to you like, cook something or go for a long walk or spend an hour with your dog, or it could
Yeah.
be something totally unrelated to your work, or you could get really clear direction, like. Sometimes I'll get this thing like, oh, I need to call this person today. And I don't know why, but it's like, okay, my mind is telling me call this person. So you call them and you realize, oh, it was the perfect connection.
Yeah.
So, start the day and ask yourself, like, if I have to have the perfect day, what would I do today? And
Right.
just see what comes to you is a really fun thing.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
The other thing I think that just really helps is, finding is gratitude. Journaling, write down, keep a journal with you wherever you go. Keep a pen and a piece and a journal with you so that when something pops in your head, you could write it down, because we forget a lot.
Yeah.
But every day, write three or five things that you're grateful for from the previous day. And then the other way is to celebrate. Every day at the end of the day, before you go to bed, celebrate your wins for that day. Celebrate the things that really made you happy, whether it's a business success, a new client, whether it's, you won an award, or whether it's just something simple like you didn't get angry all day, or
Yeah.
you were grateful to people. And then the other thing I love to do is connecting with people. And this is kind of a fun thing I do in traffic. Like you're sitting in traffic, or if you're in a crowded place, or I just try to see how many people I can get to smile. It's
Yeah.
really fun. Like you just look at someone and you smile at them and you say hi. I guess depending on in Houston, it's pretty easy because people are fairly friendly. Sometimes some of the colder climates there, it's harder. But
Yeah.
just try to see if you smile and try to get someone to smile back. So especially if someone who doesn't look happy, if they
Right.
look miserable and you can get them to smile, not only have you made your day, but you probably made their day.
Right. That's so true. And just showing an act of kindness can just change someone's mentality. You know, if you go next to somebody and you're like, oh, that's a pretty blouse, or you say something, you know, like you said, that can change that person's mentality for the entire day just because you took, you know, a moment out to say something nice to another individual or smile at that individual and you made them smile back. And, you know, things like that could have huge impacts on people. And I think also, I don't know if you ever did it, but they have like you have the gratitude jar and you can like, you know, you could take a couple pieces of paper each day. And, you know, you spend like when you first wake up, maybe a couple seconds to write a few things that you have gratitude for that day. And it just puts your mindset and in such a, in a pleasurable space where you, instead of thinking about anything negative or anything that might stress you out, right away you're thinking about what you have gratitude for, the great things in life that make you smile.
That's a great, I love it. Yeah, I've seen that before. The gratitude jar is great. And you can, and then you go back and you read them, and it's, you could smile again and again, because you just, if you're having a bad day, you just go pull out, what was I grateful for last week?
Yes.
And that helps. Another really good thing to do is when you start your day, think about how you can serve that day. Because if you
Mm-hmm.
think about how you can serve someone, that really gets you looking at, you are getting out of that rut. You are breaking the rules, because most of the rules are not made about how you can serve someone. So think about, who can I help today? How can I
Yeah.
serve these people? And that's a really good thing. And then also ask about, it's also, I think, important to ask about what do you need? So what do you want? How do you serve yourself?
Yeah.
A lot of times people feel like, oh, well, if I'm worried about myself, I'm being selfish. But you're not really being selfish, because you have to fit by serving yourself, by looking for what you need, then you're able to help so many more people. And you
Yeah.
live in a higher energy level, a higher vibration. So by you being happy and joyful and giving yourself what you need, you can do so much more. So
Yes.
you do have to sometimes be a little bit selfish and worry about what you need for yourself or what you want that day too, that's going to bring you joy. Because once you're in that place, it's so much easier to serve other people.
Right. Oh, that's so true. That's so true. And I think it's great when you can, not feel guilty, because so many people feel guilty for caring for themselves first, but like you said, the most important thing is you can't help others if you can't help yourself. So if you could take time out each day to show a little self-love and self-care towards yourself, imagine what you could do for the rest of the world if you put your mindset in a positive frame, and and it draws that energy and that strength within you, and then you're able to take that and help use it to help others.
Yeah, it's so true. Just when you because it's hard, you can't help others if you're in a place where you're, not happy or frustrated or angry. I mean, the only way to really help people is when you are joyful and happy and fulfilled. And when you have that, you can help others. It's interesting, because I love the concept of abundance. And part of being abundant is, it's not just that that you receive it, but you give it.
Yes.
It's when you're living in abundance, you can receive everything because there's plenty, but you can also give so much more that there's plenty. But
Yes.
if you don't receive, you don't have anything left to give. So
Right.
it's like a balance. You have to be in balance. It's a cycle and a circle. So it has to go both ways. So that's what, so many people feel like they, oh, I can't take this, or I can't do this, or I don't want, I don't want anything for me. And it's like, no, if you're not receiving, you have nothing left to give.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. And some people feel guilty for taking, but you shouldn't, like you said, if it's equal and you're taken, but then you're given, it pans itself out. And actually, in the long run, it helps you. It helps the people around you. And it brings a sense of goodness to the world. And like you said, joy to the world as well.
Yeah. And when you're in that state, we all start living in a raising the when you raise the energy of yourself, and then you raise the energy of other people, you raise the energy of the world. And when we're all living in a higher vibration, we're not in guilt or shame or anger or
Right.
frustration, and it makes the whole place, the whole world a happier place. And
Really
so,
does. It really does. When did you see a change where you started to feel more joyful in your life? Because you've worked really hard to up the level so you could feel that joy and to really spread that joy to others.
yeah, it's definitely an ongoing process. That's one thing that I, every day I have to, I'm growing, I'm learning more. And that's one thing that I think is really important. It's not like you suddenly wake up one day and you're like, oh, I'm enlightened, I'm here.
Yeah.
It's you go up and down. I mean, you're slowly climbing up towards more and more. If you work on self-fulfillment, if you work on self-improvement and growth and just, trying to get to the place where you're living in abundance. Yet it's not like I'm ever there, and it's not like I don't have days where I don't feel like getting out of bed. So it's just doing a little bit more every day. But I think that really started when I made a conscious effort that said, you know what, I'm going to be in charge of my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to live it so that I feel like I'm doing something, I'm doing what I feel is important, something where I'm
Right.
helping the world, where I'm helping the planet, where I'm not, just going through the motions to get a paycheck, where I'm
Yeah.
doing something that's important to me. And once you start there, every day you get a little bit better, and you learn more and more. The other thing I think is really important, we haven't really talked about this, but is your attachments. It's so hard sometimes. We're attached to something in our past, whether it's a place, a person, an action. And if you want to get to a place where you're living, a more joyful, more fulfilling, more abundant life, you can't really be attached to anything. You can't be attached to an outcome. You can't be attached to a result. You can't be attached to anything. You have to go what, where it's directed and let go what doesn't. So, I
Right.
mean, and I'm not saying you lose all your old friends or anything, but you just,
Yeah.
if something's not serving you, you have to be willing to let it go. And if something takes you in another direction, even though you may have spent a lot of time and money going in this direction, you need to be willing to veer. That's
Yes.
why, but it's also great because it means if you are in the wrong direction, it's never too late to change.
Yeah.
If you find you're not, you do, so many people feel like, oh, I went to college and I got this degree and now I have to do it for the rest of my life. And it's just not that way. I mean, you can change at any time. You can be set 80, 90 years old and decide, I'm going to do something different. I mean,
Yeah.
and as long as you're not attached to what's holding you there. So if you want to try something, if the universe is sending you in a different direction, the same way with your business. I mean, I have an idea what my business wants to be.
Right.
And if it doesn't work that way and I end up doing something different, I have to be willing to go there if
Yeah.
that's what all the signs are sending me. So if I want to work, if I think I want to work, I don't know, someone, you may feel like you want to work with couples, but if the
Right.
signs are saying like, no, work with women only, you have to be willing to go there and just not be attached to what you thought it was. And I think that makes a huge difference.
I agree. I agree. And as and like it goes back to what you said earlier, just listening to your intuition, listening to your heart, listen to what your the spirits and the spiritual world is calling to you, because not everything is set in stone, and sometimes people think it is, but it's really not. And I can't tell you how many people I've met that have actually in the middle of their life, have done a total change around, and have changed the, things in their life traumatically, and they're happier now because of that, because they went with what their heart says and not what their brain said.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I think that's really important.
Now, what you your book, The Reinvention Mindset, can you tell us a little about that book and what it entails?
Sure. The book, I wrote the book after I left a corporate job, and it's actually really interesting because I didn't know what the book was going to be about when I started writing. I just knew I had a book in me. And so the book really came from my intuition. I just wrote what I wanted, what sounded right. And there are people I met over the last, the year or so before I wrote the book that I was just really inspired by them, by either the books they wrote or how they changed their life or what they did. So I interviewed some of these people in my book, and they're people who had something really awful happen and turned it around and made it into something amazing.
Yeah.
And I kind of looked at, well, what is it that they have in common, what allowed them to do that? And I put it, and it's not a self-help book. It doesn't have rules. It doesn't have.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Exercises and workbooks. It's really more of a thought, thought leadership, half memoir, half self-help. But it'll give you some guidance and some guidelines. And it's got some, it'll make you, might make you cry, it might make you laugh, but it's a lot of stories about my life and people I've met and how, when something happens that's not what we want, how you can deal with it to make it better. And on a bad day, how to make yourself feel better. So it's really a way, it's a very uplifting book, I think, and it'll give you hopefully it'll give you the courage to make the change, to let go of those attachments. And if you're not happy where you are, it'll give you some advice and some courage to say, I can be happy.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll try some of these things and maybe I'll do something different.
Right. And I think that, everything, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like everything happens for a reason in life. And sometimes we may not understand why certain things happen the way they do, but I feel like everything is meant for a reason and there's purpose behind it. And a lot of times, instead of looking at things in a negatively way, if something doesn't go right in your life, did it make you stronger? Did it help you and give you more experience in a certain area of your life? Did it change the way you look at the world and the people around you? And has it brought you to a new area in your life that you never thought you would be in because of whatever had occurred in your life?
Right. Everything that happens to you is a gift, and you have to figure out what the gift might be the lesson, the gift might be it put you on a different path, the gift might be it gives you an experience you didn't have before.
Right.
Someone who goes through life and everything goes perfect,
Mm-hmm.
they're not prepared when something goes wrong. So when you have, it might build your resilience, or it might make you stronger, or it might connect you with someone. But everything that happens is valuable because whether it's bad or good, or there really is no bad or good. I love
Yeah.
there's that story of it's kind of a parable about a man who lived on the farm, and his horse ran away, and he's like, his neighbor's like, oh, that's bad. He's like, oh, it's not bad or good, it just is, and then his son, all these bad things happen, and then all these good things happen, and he's just steady the whole way, because you never know, something that seems tragic could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yes.
And something that seems amazing could not help you at all. So
Right.
really, you just see how it is and see what you could learn from everything.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Now, where can people find your book?
My book is available on Amazon, on barnesandnoble.com. I will in a couple weeks, hopefully I will have the audiobook coming out, which will
Oh,
be on Audible.
wonderful.
So I'm really excited about that. I'm not reading it. I got someone else to read it who's has a
Yeah.
really great voice, so
Oh,
I'm excited about the audiobook that should be out hopefully in December. But it's on Amazon, it's on barnesandnoble.com. It is in some bookstores occasionally. I've seen it places. If you are interested in an autograph copy, I can send you an autograph copy if you reach out to me, or you can order the autograph copy on I think it's reinventionmindset.com. You can find it there, or you can just email me at lmcdowell@reimagineyou.net, and we can arrange that. So I know some people like autograph copies, and I'm happy to autograph that and mail it to you.
oh, I love it. And what are some of the services that you provide?
Yeah, sure. I do one-on-one coaching. I can do that. I do that on an hourly basis. I also have what I call the Reinvent Me Breakthrough, and it really is, it's kind of a somewhere in the 10 to 12 hour process, where we really take you through a breakthrough on one an area of your life, and we go through listening to your intuition, we look at energy releases, do some energy healing work, we set goals, and we do some timeline where we put that goal in the future. So that's something I do both individually, or I can do it for small groups where they want to do it as a group. I have, if a family wants to do it together, or business partners, I'm doing it right now. I'm working with, business partners. So I do that. I also have a group coaching program. I have a 3-month group coaching program, and I have a 1-year mastermind program. So you can do group or individual. And in 2025, I am going to do a retreat at a, it's going to be somewhere in the Caribbean. I don't know the exact location, but it will actually be a mindset, kind of a reinvention mindset retreat, where we're going to be using adventure and play and scuba diving, and
Oh,
really just
nice.
doing a lot of stuff to open your mind to different experiences, and then applying that to your work or your business. So,
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. That's amazing.
yeah.
And where can everybody find your website?
My website is, Reimagine you, the letter U, .net. And one thing I do also want to mention, in December, I am going to do a 1-day workshop on December. I was going to do it December 5th, but I think I'm going to do it on Friday the 13th, December 13th. It's a virtual workshop that it's really going to be a lot of fun. I call it Purpose, Power, and Play. And it's
I like
really
that.
where we're going to learn to break the rules, learn to have fun, learn to listen to your intuition, and come up with some great goals for your that we're going to lock in your future. So that's available. There's a link for it, but you can either email me or have to put the link on the website. I don't think it's up yet, but it's actually I think it's a well. I'll put the link. I'll send the link because it's hard to say. It's a
Okay.
longer one. But you can, if you email me, like I said, lmcdowell@reimagineyou.net, and I can get you all that information. That's right. Pretty good at answering my email on a regular basis.
I
And
love
yeah, and yeah, and I'm going to do that workshop both live and virtual over and over again. So even though
right.
some of you are not going to see that. Yeah, the first one coming up is December 13th, but they're going to be like every other month, so they'll be
Oh,
on and off.
wonderful. Oh, that's exciting. That's very exciting. Now, if you wanted to take the conversation we had today and you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some things you'd like the listeners to really get from this conversation today?
I can't, one other thing, I guess I would really like everybody to realize that there is really not a what you're supposed to do. Don't listen. Don't just do something because you feel like you're supposed to do it, or it's the right thing to do, or it's what you went to school for, or what your parents told you to do.
Yes.
Really look at what feels right and what you want to do. What's the best thing for you? Because you're going to be so much more happy and you're going to be so much more successful if you do the best thing.
Yes.
And it is never too late to change. So even if you're doing what you're supposed to do today, you can do, what you want to do tomorrow. You can
Right.
change it, and you can change it without changing a job. You change it on the inside and it changes the outside.
Oh, I like that. That's so true. That's so true. I think what you were talking about today is so important because I think people really have to listen to their intuition. They have to listen to what their inner self is telling them because we're constantly getting messages. And I think people have to take some time out. And sometimes, people say, yeah. But if we could just take just a little time each day just to listen to what are the messages that are being sent to us and really, really apply them to our lives, we could see such, significant changes for the good in our life.
Yeah, that time you take out will save you. It's like if you're putting a piece of furniture together.
Yeah.
You can try to put the piece of furniture together without taking the time to read the directions.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to take you a lot longer than if you take 10 minutes up front to read the directions.
Exactly.
So that's, think of that thinking, that meditation, that introspection is like listening to what are the signs, what are the directions in my life? And then, if you take a half hour to do that, you're going to be so much more efficient the rest of the day that you'll get that half hour back and more so.
Oh, 100%. Truly 100%. This has been amazing. I thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing this message because I think it's so important that people realize that everything doesn't have to be done a certain way because there's so many people out there that feel, that they have to follow the rules. They have to follow, this is, you have to do everything accordingly. And there are still adults out there that are still focusing on, worrying if pleasing their parents. And their parents might not even be around anymore, but yet they're still trying to do things the way they think it's supposed to be done when sometimes it's okay to break the rules if you're doing what's best for you, like you said. So true.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Laurie. This has been amazing. I look forward to our next conversation together. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Stacy, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.